Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 24. Jesus sends out the 72. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there, and tell them the kingdom of God has come near to you. But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near.' I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No, you will go down to Hades. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. But whoever rejects me, rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to the little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." We follow the vision of the Transfiguration with a widening of the circle of disciples and the work of the kingdom. Our passage today is a harsh lesson for us. How do we steward our resources? Jesus tells his disciples to go where people will listen and welcome them. But what does this mean for us today as we work out our strategies for evangelism in a seemingly disinterested world? We are called to love all of our neighbours, but it is true that we are stretched thin, and so perhaps the strategy is right to go to those who show some interest in hearing and learning more about God. In that way, we will build up the workers so that there is an increase in the amount of people we can interact with. We see this in our gospel so far, as we have moved from 12 to the 72. As those joining Jesus' group of followers increases, so does the amount of spreading of the gospel message. Whilst reflecting on this passage, I was struck by the thought that if we have two fields, one rocky and difficult to use, and the other a fertile and easy to cultivate one, we would first ensure that the fertile field was fully productive, and by doing so, this would give us the ability to employ others to help us clear the rocky field and prepare it so that it too would become productive. I interpret this as both fields are important. Both can be productive, but there is an order in which they should be approached. It is no use exhausting yourself on the rocky field and being unable to look after the fertile field as a result. Both fields are as important as each other, and both fields can be productive. Jesus is perhaps in today's passage telling us to expend our energy where we can be most effective. That doesn't mean ignoring the rocky place, but it is a slow process moving rocks, and we should not be disheartened by the length of time it takes. This Lent, take time to think about the work you do in God's service. Find the good fields and double your efforts, but do not ignore the rocky field. Continue to work there, but do not exhaust yourself to the detriment of the places you are needed to be fruitful. I've chosen as our hymn today from Songs of Fellowship, number 130. We plough the fields and scatter. We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Lord, this is a difficult passage. We never want to shake the dust off our feet and walk away, feeling that we've been a failure and not good enough to make a difference. Help us to remember that all things are done in your time, and that the results of our service may never be known to us. Help us to rejoice in all that we do, for we do it in your all-powerful name. We pray that you will lead us to the places and opportunities we desire, that give us the opportunity to speak of you. Help us to sow in fertile ground, and where the ground is rocky, help us to clear those rocks, so that the fragile shoots of faith may be released to full and plentiful fruitfulness. Amen.